Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Taking a day off from a lot of the politics. I know the president's going to be in Erie. We'll see how that works. He's had some policy wins here in the course of the last 10 days. You can even make an argument some of the best days that he's had as president. We'll see what he has to say about that tonight. But yeah, we're taking calls on other things. Although I do have some regret. I haven't got into the cultural district having, enhanced security with the onset of metal detectors. Maybe I'll do that tomorrow. I don't want to kill it now. I don't understand what the big deal will be about that at all. All right, but what the big deal is about right now as we enter the third and final hour has a lot to do with, again, deer and how to be careful around deer because this is the time, October, November, December. And then we spent a lot of time on emotional versus support animals, particularly with this case about a woman who got thrown off a plane when she decided an emotional support squirrel was a great idea. And we have a lot more where that came from. So if you're out there, you've been on hold. I've also, again, I've said this before. Again, it's somewhat tongue-in-cheek, but when I read stories about, you know, irresponsible parents, and one in particular, I think it was in Tarentum, it appears to have been the case. I understand people have a lot of things that happen in life, so I'm not looking to just, you know, bum-rush people. But I'm on a bigger level. I've said for years, I mean, why... Why? I don't know. It just seems like with some of the things we see with parents these days, somebody doing some screening before all that happens may not be the worst idea. And I'm not talking about Lamaze. I've already done Lamaze. That's the biggest waste of time of all time. I mean, seriously, I couldn't believe I was at Lamaze. I got yelled at because I was reading a sports page. The warden got mad. I think I fell asleep. She got madder. They asked me to leave. I mean, I was a grown man. The Lamaze thing is way overblown. Am I nuts on that? Now, I take a look at what I got in front of me here, and I've got deer in headlights. I've got neighborhood animals. I don't know what that means. I got support animals, and I got licensing parents. And I haven't even gotten into the fall festival bit. This is fun. Let's go to Bill in Latrobe. Bill, you want to talk about licensing parents, yes or no?
That's a loaded question, but let me prefer to answer it this way. There is a class of parents who typically have to be trained and they're not particularly licensed, but most adoptive parents have to have okay? And what you have to do is, if you're an adoptive parent, you have to go to classes. You have to have a background check. You have to have an FBI clearance. You have to have a child welfare clearance. You have to have a home study by a psychologist. And depending upon where you go, the other agency may require a psychological evaluation. And depending upon where you adopt from, you might have to submit bank records.
Well, you know what? So, that's really very thorough. I appreciate you, Bill. You always bring a good point of view. You're the smartest guy in Latrobe. But I will say, I mean, I've told you that before, but you know what? I'm really glad you made that distinction. So let me ask you this. And again, it's somewhat tongue in cheek. And I'm really, I was aware of that. I'm glad you went into the detail that you did. But for non-adoptive situations, can't we do a little bit of that?
Well, obviously, people should take the responsibility of bringing a life into the world with a certain seriousness. And a certain responsibility is placed upon you. You're caring for another living human being. You're obligated to care for them, love them, and take care of them for the rest of their lives. Now, some people say that ends at 18, but if you do it right, no, it doesn't end at 18.
Now, if you look at my text right now, you'll see it did not end at 18.
Well, okay. Well, I get it. Same thing with me. I'm not going to dispute that. But I think... if people take and care for their children as they should and treasure them as they should because they truly are a gift from God, whether they're your biological children or a gift from God in another manner.
Excellent, Bill. Hey, by the way, you're in Latrobe. I expect you're going to be in Ligonier for the only fall festival that counts this weekend. I've been there a couple times. You're going to be there, right?
Sadly, we can't be there because we have another obligation at the Kern Spirituality Center.
Okay. Well, God bless you, man. Thanks a lot. Always a pleasure.
Pleasure. Bye.
Now, that opens up a can of worms. And I can't remember what the can was, so I'm going to move on. All right, so let's go to support animals. Phil in Mercer. Phil, welcome to KDK Radio. I'm Ellis Cannon.
Hey, good afternoon to you, my friend.
You
good
too,
afternoon.
Phil.
Hey, I think you got it all wrong about the squirrel and this lady.
Okay.
Maybe the airline should have kicked her off and let the squirrel fly.
Okay, see, I need people like you. I mean, I need people like you.
I mean, it's crazy.
You know what? This is what I need. I can't lie. I needed a show like this. Okay, this is therapy to me. I'll get the real therapy later, but I needed some therapy today in the form of this. And I got to tell you what, you have done a service for this listening audience that they'll never forget, Phil.
Well, you tell me I'm wrong.
You're 100%. No, I'm telling you, you're 100% right.
I look at these people and I wonder. You know, and I saw, we're not talking politics, but you have to say, this is the youth of America. Let them register. If they're bringing squirrels and hell, you might as well just have a plane with the animals in the seats, and we'll put the humans in the back and underneath in the cages.
You want to go Noah's Ark. That's what you're calling for. Yeah,
exactly. And we'll have one of those cartoon animals be the pilot.
Hey, one thing, man. I mean, Mercer County, it's absolutely majestic. You got anything going on in the fall up there in terms of...
I tell you what, I go up to a little drive out of Mercer in Franklin, the Apple Fest. It's like the
That's where my nighttime TV producer goes. She goes every year. She says it's the greatest thing of all time.
Yeah, and it's a small town. You park it like a couple miles away, and they bus you for free into the town. And it's well worth the drive, especially with the leaves turning. And there's a couple of wineries to stop and, make sure you're, hydrated.
Phil, I failed you today, okay? I didn't think of the role reversal of keeping the squirrel on and her off. You corrected me, and I'm very much indebted to you.
Hey, young man, off the subject, sorry about your KDK Radio's loss with... your coworker
Mike
passed away last month, but I enjoy your show, and if hopefully you get the gig full time.
That's very kind of you. I appreciate that. It's very thoughtful of you. Just trying to be me. Let's get over to Scott. He's him all the time. All right, when you call 866-391-1020 to get the only line available, it's number 2. Make sure you say hello to Miss Mia. She's out there, and we're looking forward to having another great 45 minutes with her. I'm Ellis Cannon, KDK Radio Midday. Did you just hear that Volkswagen commercial? I mean, if I told you the national and locals who have taken my material and run with it, but I didn't expect Volkswagen. I mean, I didn't know they were listening in Munich. I guess I can at kdkradio.com, but I mean, for God's sake, how many times have I done the contrast with you between Flintstones and Jetsons? You think that's a coincidence? This is KDKA. So obvious. Guys, mix it up, huh? So if you were expecting me to do a show today where I was going to highlight a poll that finds a partisan divide in concerns for election security, not so much. Let's give it a break today. Because I have a feeling right now, without hitting the click, I know exactly what the poll says. And I know exactly that you know what the poll says, and I know how we were going to have a discussion and argument. Let's give that a break. Let's talk about deer in the headlights. That seems like a very fair thing because we know this time of the year, particularly in the morning and later in the night, you got to be careful. October, November, December, highest rates of accidents involving deer in PA, which, by the way, has the third highest rate of such collisions. Deer on car crime. And if you didn't expect your friendly host to say words like, Pilgrims didn't have Lamaze, so why do we need to have it? You got lucky. Let's go to Ray in Butler. Ray, welcome to KDK Radio. I'm Ellis Cannon.
Thank you for having me.
Me too.
Hey, the deer in the headlights thing, there was an article in Sports Affiliate magazine a while back, and they stated that the headlights supposedly blind the deer, and the suggestion was that you blow your horn, and they should run the opposite way. Slow down, blow your horn.
Well, that makes sense. I'm looking right here, and I'm looking again at the four recommendations from the PA Game Commission, and we find it. Deer do unpredictable things. Sometimes they stop in the middle of the road when crossing or cross and quickly recross. Okay, I'm confused. Back from where they were, where they came. Sometimes they move toward an approaching vehicle. Assume nothing. Slow down. Blow your horn to urge the deer to leave the road. Stop if the deer stays on the road. Don't try to go around it. So
yeah.
There you go. So
as far as children goes, how about a common sense test and a common sense law?
So, okay, drill down on that, because you may be my deputy commissioner on this project.
Well, if you can't pass the test, the law would say that I just...
Well, wait a minute. You can't break up if you're going to be my deputy. I may call you hours of the night on this issue of whether people thinking about having babies should be tested and certified. So you got to get a better phone right off the bat. But if I have this clear, Ray, you're saying that there should be a common sense test. I think there would be a little bit more than that. But what is your version of a common sense test? Ask how many days in the week there are?
Yeah, that might be a good thing. Or how about how many branches of government are there?
Oh, you mean you want to talk about civics? Oh, for God! Oh, for God's sake! Come on!
Hey, would that have been a flying squirrel by chance?
Oh, we have an audience that wants to play, huh? 866-391-1020. That's fine by EGC. Fine by EGC. All right, so let's go out now to Support Dogs in North for sales. John, welcome to the radio show.
Hello. I want to go ahead and bring. I have an emotional dog, and I think I have the best emotional dog because I have to have an emotional dog because I have 100 feral cats across the street, so I have to have this emotional dog to keep the dog to keep the cats out of my yard to keep me insane.
No, you know, wait. You know, no, I'm assuming you're playing around, right?
No. I'm not playing around. I have 100 feral cats across the street.
You have 100 cats that live across the street. Now, do they live in like somebody's home?
Well, I have two neighbors across the street that feed. They feed them in the back of their houses all the time, and they just keep on multiplying.
Have you called the National Guard?
No, the animal control actually came 2 years ago, and they actually neutered all the ones that weren't neutered, but they have to release them back where they neutered them at.
So if I got this clear, you know I take the emotional issues very seriously. It's World Mental Health Day. Everybody take a pause, look around, be honest with yourself, particularly guys, do the right thing. Having said all of that, you use the words in a commonplace way. You're saying to preserve your sanity, you need to have a support dog because otherwise 100 may be starting to cross the street, at which point you're going to lose it.
Exactly, because when my dog actually passed away, my other dog passed away, then all of a sudden I didn't go with no dog for 3 months.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden there were like 15 cats sitting on my porch, on my couch.
Oh,
I almost lost it then, and I had to get most of the dogs to keep my sanity.
Okay, so what type of dog is it?
It's a German, husky, Siberian husky.
Oh, wow, man. They hate cats. They hate cats. Let's go to Scott. All right, guys, I'll try to get to you, Jerry. Jerry on deer. That's going to be Saturday Night Live. Mike and Mars support animals. But I have to get to a couple of things here, guys, real quick. Reminding you, and I know it's been difficult to get on the air today, and that's a good thing, if you will. But you can always text us. That sounded like I said the state. You can always text us at KDK Radio at 866-391-1020. The text line brought to you by Wright Automotive. It's the best deal in Pittsburgh. And also a reminder, want to keep hitting this two more times, inclusive of this one. If you're a senior on Medicare, listen up. Choosing the right health care plan is critical during this enrollment period. We all know that. So throughout the day, you can ask the experts. MediConnect, which is based right here in the Berg, they're standing by to answer all your questions. Ask the experts by calling 1-888-818-MEDI, M-E-D-I. That's 1-888-818-6334. We always say that we want to start fast and finish strong, and just based on what has transpired over the last 2.5 hours, I have absolutely no doubt that's going to be the case. But first, Joe with the latest on the storm and more on KDK Radio. Sure, he sounds chummy now, but I just saw him a moment ago in the hallway. No, man, Gino's upset. He's going to be here right before 3 o'clock to tell you what's on his show. Maybe we could find an extra minute and he could describe. He said I took shots at him when we replayed the promotion spot in which he says that if the deer hits his car, punishment is its dinner. I thought I knew the man. Thought I knew him. Well, if you're just joining us, we're talking about deers hitting cars and vice versa, and how to prevent that and the damage and deer hitting cars. We're also talking about whether, in fact, parents-to-be should be licensed or certified before that process gets started. We've also been talking about emotional support animals, and with all deference and respect, certainly with those who need such an animal, where the line is, pointing out a woman tried to, well, she got tossed off a flight because she decided to have a emotional squirrel, prompting tremendous conversation, including a guy who said that the squirrel should have been permitted to stay on the plane. And then we have your favorite fall festival. And don't even ask me how Lamaze got worked into the show, because honest to gosh, right now, I have no recollection of how Lamaze got into the show, but it was funny when it lasted. I think it's terribly overrated. Okay, let's hear from the minister himself. The Minister of Information, Jerry at Homestead. Jerry, what's your advice and thought process when it relates to deer?
Well, this is a story that was told to me about 35, 40 years ago. A fellow lived in East Deer Township.
Mm.
Okay. And the thing is, he said, these deer over there are masters of disguise.
Uh-oh.
And he says some of these deer can actually prop their ears up way up in the air, and the other ones can wear bonnets. And you've heard of the East Deer Bunny and the Easter bonnets?
Sure.
Well, that's where you got them. They're masters of disguise.
Oh.
So watch out for the deer with the big ears, the East Deer Bunnies and the East Deer ones wearing bonnets, the Easter, you know, Easter, Merry Happy Easter.
Okay, well, let me ask you this, Jerry. A couple of different things. Number one, we had a guy who literally said that you, in looking at, you know, looking for deer, like a couple of people said deer whistles on cars, that doesn't work. And a couple of other things, where you're driving and so forth. Obviously, if you're out in the country, you got a greater likelihood. I always point out that there's always more than one. But he said that, listen, if the deer have their ears up, that they're very dangerous at that point. They're unpredictable. They could go anywhere.
Right.
Most of these things happen in a split second. But now that I have you on the phone, let's go through a couple of points here, Jerry, and get your take. Do you have a feeling that parents-to-be, I'm not talking adoptive, parents-to-be should undergo some form of certification and licensing process just based on what we hear about parents these days?
Did Adam and Eve?
Okay, number two, let's talk about your favorite fall festival. Where may that be? Your backyard?
My favorite fall festival?
Mm-hmm.
You know, burning leaves. I don't care where you want to go. You know, it could be anywhere. Just
sure.
being alive.
State of mind, baby. State of mind. Number three, do you still take the position that on nationwide radio just last week, what's his face? You had said the other day. Oh, I can't think of his name. Specifically mentioned my name.
Rush Limbaugh.
Yes, he did. Are you standing by that?
Yeah, like I said, I listen to all points. I mean, you know, I'm not done. I don't want to get into the arena with you guys.
No, I want to take it as a yes. Okay.
I want to be up in the balcony watching you guys fight, you know, like wrestling matches. I don't want
to. An honor to be mentioned by the Godfather. And one last thing, Lamaze, do you agree with me? Big waste of time.
Well, the thing again is, you know, ask Adam and Eve. Did they, you know, push pull, you know? I ain't telling you what to do. You know, you do what you want to do.
Oh, I did what I wanted to do, and I got thrown out of class. How many people do you know you've ever met that got thrown out of Lamaze class?
I never knew anybody that went to one.
Okay. Well, you know someone now who went to one and was asked to leave. Mr. Cannon, could you quit snoring? Dear. Let's go out to Mars on support animals. Mike from Mars, you're on KDK Radio. I'm Ellis Cannon.
Ellis, how do you follow Jerry? You took it from Adam and Eve to you and Rush Limbaugh on the WWE. It's a hard act to follow.
Well, I mean, that's the point. And, you know, everybody's game, if you haven't noticed, whether it's politics, whether it's this type of show or anything else, everybody's got to raise their game. I mean, we're all better when we decide we're going to be better, right?
That's it. And Bill, your deputy for child rearing, stole a little bit of my thunder with the squirrel issue. Mm. But I thought the same thing. Have we seen whether this squirrel was a flying squirrel or not? Is there anything more comforting to bring a cute little animal that can fly on a plane with you? Maybe this woman's working at a different level.
So, yeah, but who's got a pet squirrel? Am I missing something? We did that whole thing about chickens here, but... you know, 2 months ago, for God's sake, am I going to be allowed to take a chicken? That's how MASH ended, and it didn't end very well.
Not at all.
Okay, hey, Mike, one last thing here. As it relates to deer, do you have any advice or any wisdom you could pass along to this great audience?
Don't worry about them, just speed forward.
I mean, that guy's not worried about the zone coverage or strategy or what type of defense you're playing. He's running his own game plan. And, you know, you have to have respect for that. Well, deep breath. Mia's going, thank you. This is one of those days you have to fear for carpal tunnel. She's been so busy doing a number of things over there. Jen, Tamara. Tamara got me started today. She got me all wound up. And then I start talking about some of this stuff, and one thing led to the other. Oh, yeah, that's how Lamaze got into it. I says, if you're supposed to do training at the end of the process, why can't you do training at the beginning of the process? It seems logical and rational to me. 866-391-1020. That's the first time I think I've given the numbers in a while. It's been a sellout show. Standing room only. SRO. 866-391-1020. And, of course, if you can't do it by the phone, you could do it by text. Text KDK Radio at 866-391-1020. The text line is brought to you by Wright Automotive, the best deal in Pittsburgh. I was going through a list of those form of animals that we were okay with taking on a common carrier like an airplane. And, by the way, for real, we actually had some really good calls about the laws that are involved in emotional versus support and so forth, and they've been great. And then I found more material online and ran through the distinction, the difference, what laws cover, what they don't. And common carriers are part of all this. Anxiety, depression, things of that support, nature that could get, you know, become a problem. Dogs, cats, rabbits, turtle, and yes, deer. I'm taking deer on an airplane. I'm taking Bambi to protect them from Mangino. So all those qualify. Birds, I don't know. There's so many thousands. I mean, you can have pterodactyl. That would be ugly. Ducks, looks like a duck. No to pigs, snakes. Like I said earlier, I saw snakes on a plane, and it was a documentary. That didn't go very well either. Rodents, monkeys, raccoons, you know they're rabid. Every story every day around here seems to be about another rabid raccoon. Allegheny County infested with them. And no cattle. I've gotten every person in Butler to call today. You think we're talking about deer, Lamaze. It's just a Butler-related type of show. I'm going to come back to more calls, 866-391-1020. Let's go strong to 55. I'm Ellis Cannon. The guy that could decide, well, he's a decision maker. Okay, he's important in the process. He could hear the show. Comes in during that break. And I'm like, oh, no. White Helmet never comes in. I'm in trouble. I mean, like, I know this show has been completely ridiculous. I mean, I would like to believe it was entertaining. I always went with the idea that if I'm having fun, you're having fun. Or if I'm creating thought, even if you disagree, then maybe that's a good thing, too. But today was, you know... I was like, had some vintage elements of what I've done over the years. And you've been great. But here he comes. And he's got this big white helmet on. And, you know, opens the door. And I'm thinking, oh, my. I'm dead serious. I'm thinking, like, this isn't good. He never comes in. And he has a serious, stern look in his face. And he said, just so you know, I'm thinking, oh. You're not the only person who's ever been thrown out of Lamaze class. And all of a sudden, the world was right. I guarantee you, here's why these shows work. You can't do them every day. But when they happen, they have legs so much longer than you know. I guarantee you, I could see you somewhere in 3 months and someone's going to say, I hated Lamaze class, E. It happens. It's just the way it is. And it's just the nature of the thing. It's a, like I said, it's a very public medium, but it's very personal. He says that he not only got thrown out, but he got thrown out after the first session. I mean, I don't even think you get a book assigned in the first session. Now, I got tossed later because I was just like, this is the biggest waste of time, and I'm just going to sit here and read the sports page. I mean, really, when it gets right down to it, no one's saying, someone turn to page 38 and count the breaths. Instead, you do what I did. After 8 hours of labor, with a cold compress in my hand, looking down at Wardy, like you would with the windshield, left to right on your radio dial, I'm wiping her forehead. She's screaming, and I'm screaming back, show me something. It wasn't well received. And the White Helmet said, I heard you say that too, and you're lucky you're alive. It turns out, though, that while I was just not a good student and didn't help move the ball down the field, it turns out the White Helmet was a bad student. And not only was he a bad student, his wife was a bad student. They were considered disruptive. They were chanting, hell no, we won't go. I'm dead serious. That last part was made up. But he definitely said they got the toss. How can you be disruptive? No one wants to bring out the word clown nose, but how the hell can you be disruptive at Lamaze? You don't take it seriously? Whatever. To have, you know, people consider calling law on you? All right, Bill and Butler, what do you got on deer?
All right, I was just out in Dillsburg this weekend, and we come on this one road. You'll love this. It was a buck that had been hit by a car.
Ooh.
And somebody with a good nature took a Mylar balloon that said, get well soon, and tied it to its antlers.
No, you're not serious.
Yes, I am. I have a picture of it. It was hilarious.
I need you to send it to me. Okay, it's Ellis dot.
Wait a minute.
Yep.
Let me get some paper here.
Yeah, you do you, okay? Don't we got all the time in the world.
Ellis.
E-L-L-I-S dot
right.
Cannon, C-A-N-N-O-N,
mm-hmm.
at Entercom. E-N-T-E-R, like enter, com, C-O-M, dot com.
Okay.
And we're going to put that out in some public display. Now, can I ask a question? You said the deer lived.
No, it didn't live.
Oh.
It was dead.
It was dead.
But it was just when we come up upon it, I looked at it, took a picture of it.
No, wait a minute now. So I got this clear. You took a photograph of a corpse.
Yeah, well, the deer laying there on the road, yep.
Well, yeah.
Well, I sent it to my brother who's down in Georgia. Of course, he texted back. He said, was that your idea? I said, no, but I'll take credit for it. But it was hilarious just to see it.
What do you think of the deer these days, Bill and Butler? Like deer, or are they just a pain?
They're just a pain.
Mm.
I'm not a hunter, but I wouldn't kill them. But I just don't go... I try to avoid them. I've only had hit one. And that's about it.
Now, this deer that you saw in its last stages or otherwise having passed, did you see a guy by the name of Mangino in the immediate vicinity?
No, I did not.
That shocked you, huh?
Yeah.
I knew it.
Yep.
All right. I'm not alone. Need to hear more from you, Bill and Butler, okay?
All right. Will do.
Yep.
Thanks.
You got it. Or at Ellis Cannon. Twitter. That might have been the most perfect ending to a program of all time. We're going to adjourn. We're going to go over to Scott, who's going to teach us about the roads. He is the sheriff, and he'll make sure that you know everything you need to know about the highways, the byways, and basically how to drive. We'll do that, and then moments from now, we'll see what Mangino brings to the show on KDK Radio.
The way that you represented me earlier today,
uh-huh.
I think I would be better off representing myself. And that is a fool's errand, isn't it?
I was going to say,
world? You
never want to do that, but you're suggesting...
But didn't you disparage my character earlier?
I tried to present you as an upstanding citizen in a way that perhaps...
That's not how I heard it. I heard it as though I was out there trying... I was out there trying, looking for the opportunity to get a meal.
That might have happened. That might have happened. It was fun.
Listen... It isn't as though I look for them because I don't want to go to the grocery store and drop the $8 a pound for meat.
Right.
Right. However, if you cross my car and then you cause that kind of damage, I just think it's fair compensation.
It's punishment.
Right.
You're the guy that had the promo. All I did was air the promo and play with it. Mm-hmm. You probably have other things today.
I do. I just don't have time to talk about them right now.
Oh, man, I love this. All right, Mangino's next. See everybody tomorrow.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.